Refrigerated seawater systems circulate water from the ocean through a system of pipes into a chiller. The water is pumped into a vessel's fish hold to chill the catch at just above freezing. This helps to preserve the fish without needing ice. But some of the fishermen in Bristol Bay have older boats not equipped with the chilling systems, and it is a costly upgrade.
It is a very expensive project and very time consuming, so you either have to ship it down south and have somebody else do it, or get it in your backyard and work on it all winter. So that's one thing, and then cost is another. It's not cheap.
That's Dan Corthius, captain of the Utnapishtim. He will not be fishing with an RSW system this season and doesn't expect to have one installed for at least a couple years.
I'll probably buy the unit next year, but I probably will not install it till a year after. I have to do some welding on the deck there and get another hold set up so that I can put it in and have enough room for it and still chill enough fish and still make it easy to fish. So it's a lot of work.
Doug Cannon is a technician and part owner at Marine Refrigeration Solutions, one of several Bristol Bay companies who specialize in RSW. He says this apprehension is common with skippers who have older boats.
People have a desire to do it the traditional way. They don't want change. They're afraid of change. And if there's fear of a new piece of equipment, you don't want it in your boat. Because you don't know how it works. You don't know what it does. It's a piece of magic.
All boats and fishing operations are different, so both the installation schematic and total cost of an RSW unit are extremely variable. Marine Refrigeration Solutions offers consultation services and educational classes for fishermen who are looking to make the upgrade. Co-owner Mendy Jenkins says some fishermen who take the project on themselves end up paying more in the long run because of improper plumbing.
A good 80% of problems with RSW is because of poor installation, and having your water plumbing not designed properly.
Dan Corthius on the Utnapishtim is facing this very challenge as he plans to install a unit himself.
Everybody's done it a different way, and you find out which way is the best for insulating the holds and returns and all that stuff, and which unit they like the best and what the cost was. And so, yeah, get as much information as you can so you do it right the first time.
Several industry organizations in the Bristol Bay fishery are pushing for a higher quality of fish sold to processors, as market indications show a demand for fillets, not canned salmon. The task of chilling the fish and handling them properly falls on the fishermen. To chill fish, they can either install an RSW or use ice, which is not always accessible. Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association Executive Director Becky Martello says processors are not showing an interest in distributing more ice to the fleet.
We offered up $150,000, these one-third grants per se or subsidizations, so that people could either buy new ice-making equipment or refurbish older equipment, and also to purchase insulated ice totes so that they could distribute ice further. And honestly, there just wasn't a ton of interest.
But there are incentives for fishermen to install RSW. Bonuses for chilled fish are increasing relative to the base price of salmon. Help with transportation costs is more readily available. And there are tax breaks for some fishermen who make the upgrade. Dan Corthius says he looks forward to getting RSW and is pleased entities in the Bay are pushing to put out a higher quality product.
The better fish we pull out of here, the more money we get. And I'd like to be able to say, you know, hey, that's Bristol Bay fish down here. I caught that thing.
82% of the chilled catch last year was chilled with RSW. Many in the Bay would like to see the entirety of the catch chilled with RSW in just a few years. In Dillingham, I'm Nick Shalino.